Can I interview you real quick?
Yes.
Could you give me your name and what you're doing here today?
Hi, Sasha. My name's Laura. I was arrested with the charge of obstructing a police officer while trying to witness the detention of two African-American men last evening.
And so you were here, why?
I had an arraignment.
Mm-hmm. And could you describe how it went?
The judge said that the state's attorney will not press charges if Tim and I participate in the adult diversion program. They wouldn't tell us what the adult diversion program is. They said it's a voluntary program. They're not ordering us to do it. If we don't do it, it's very likely that the state's attorney will press charges.
That's all the information they gave you?
Yes.
So you don't know what it is that you're supposed to do that's voluntary to avoid getting charges pressed against you?
That's correct.
Could you describe what happened last night?
I can try. Okay. Tim and I were standing outside of School for Design Society on the corner of Race and University. We looked across the streets at the Collins gas station, saw a cop car pull over a large gray car with two men in it, noticed the lights for a while, continued conversing, and 10 minutes later there was another car there. There was bright lights shining on a black man with his hands in the air near the car. We decided to go over and be witnesses. We got within 10, 15 feet of the nearest police officer. They immediately approached us, said, "Can we help you? Can we help you?" We said, "We're here to be witnesses." They said, this is a very condensed version. They said, "You have to leave." We said, "We have a right to be here. You have to leave. We have a right to be here. If you don't leave, you're going to be arrested. We have a right to be here. We were arrested." Extremely condensed version.
Did you do anything violent to the cops, or did you call them names? Did you say anything? Well,
Not at all. There were some conversations that happened. None violent. No name calling.
What was the nature of the conversations?
Tim did most of the talking. He explained to the police officers why he wanted to be there and be a witness. He was afraid of racial profiling happening, of an intensification that would result in police brutality, with the awareness of several police brutality incidents having happened recently. We're consistently trying to figure out what our rights were, and we weren't being given that information.
And what do you plan on doing now?
I need to find more information about what this adult diversion program is. I don't want to do anything that at all says I did something wrong. So if that's what this is, I'm not going to do it.
And do you have anything else to add?
I was just put in jail for walking across the street into a parking lot to observe police officers interacting with fellow citizens. I spent the night in jail. This is wrong. That's it.
Thank you.
Yeah.